At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Welcome back in, everybody. Hour number two of VSiN Primetime, presented by BetMGM. Exciting hour coming up on the show. Kenny White from CBS Sportsline. He has some college basketball plays.
I know
you're pumped for that. We just
all
got the text, and we're like, scrolling. So Kenny will join us in a half hour. He does one play tonight, and then a bunch on the Saturday college basketball slate for tomorrow. Bunch of games about to tip off here in this 7 p.m. Eastern window, both tipping off as well as on the ice. Sean King has got a whole lot of action with Puckstradamus here. You have three of the four early puck games covered here.
That's right. So, let's get her done.
As far as the college basketball, Xavier Seton Hall is the one game in the Power 5 level that is about to tip off. I hear a game that we've not talked about yet. But Xavier closes a point and a half or 2-point road favorite. That's a pretty tasty matchup, all things considered, Sean, in the Big East, when you consider how good both programs have been. So on a night with not a ton of good college basketball, that's our marquee game there, Xavier Seton Hall. They're so evenly matched. There's no way I wanted to really take a stab at either side here. I just want to watch how this game plays out early, because when Xavier is on, they're a top 12 offensive team. When they're on and they're shooting the ball, ninth best effective field goal percentage team, fourth best three-point shooting team, it can be a long day. But they're coming off an upset home loss to Villanova, where they only scored 63 points. And the offense has been really inconsistent now over the last four games. So I didn't want to jump ahead of this pregame.
Yeah, I look at the Big East Conference as one of the deeper conferences this year in college basketball. Some really, really good teams. You know, you mentioned Xavier. UConn's really good. Providence and Mr. Cooley, you know, they always pull some upsets. Marquette, I think, is top 10, if I'm not mistaken. Shaka's doing a great job there. So, I mean, great conference from a quality of team standpoint. But, man, it's terrible basketball to watch. Gosh, they play some ugly games in the Big East.
Oh, the Big Ten is saying, hold my beer, Sean.
Well, I don't look at the Big Ten as like a basketball conference. Like, to me, that's a football league that can play good basketball sometime. But the Big East was formed strictly to be a basketball conference.
I'm just saying, Big Ten basketball, if you watch the Big Ten basketball, they're like, okay, Sean, watch us for two hours.
Well, Ohio State might be the worst offensive basketball team in the last decade.
Yeah, try not to bleed out of your eyes. Look, see, Seton Hall, elite defensive team under Shaheen Holloway, the former St. Peter's head coach, now in his first year leading the Pirates. Elite defensive team, which is why I don't have much confidence in Xavier just waltzing into the Prudential Center and getting any sort of shots that they want. But the issue for Seton Hall is they can't score.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not as bad as Ohio State from a can't score perspective, but Seton Hall's outside the top 150 in offense.
We got to find, can you find and see, or look and see, is there a prop somewhere where you can bet the conference that the national champion is going to come out of. That'd be pretty interesting.
Should be something that's available.
I'd take the Big 12.
I mean, that is going to eventually be posted. I don't see it right
I'd
now
take the
as
Big
I have
12.
My odds screen. That's
without.
It's not even close. Right. That's the best conference this year. My question is that the best regular season college basketball conference ever with how good they are from top to bottom? Where at one point you had 1-10 Texas Tech. I know. I remember watching your shows. Yeah. And Tim was all over. He couldn't. He had to have an intervention with him
money,
on Texas
though.
Tech.
Texas but Tech wanted
that's
some money.
A legitimately good team, right. And they were 1-10 in conference play.
Yeah, but I mean, you get Kansas, you get Baylor, you get Texas, you get K-State, you get TCU. You get some good basketball teams. I think that's probably the best conference. I mean, but if you gave me the Big East as a consolation prize, it's a longer shot, but I'm still getting six teams that I know can get to the round of 16. Right. Now all six of them won't. But I know they're all capable of getting there. If you get to around the 16, I mean, hey, anything can happen.
If you were doing the putting those odds out, where would you put the?
Oh, the ACC and the SEC both stink. If you combine those two leagues, I don't want them.
Which is just a pretty crazy,
right? If you combine the ACC and the SEC, I don't want them. And we're talking about if you could pick one conference in college basketball to wager on as a future for the NCAA champion. I was saying I think the Big 12 is a runaway winner. Probably have to be minus money.
I mean,
you probably have to lay some juice to get the Big 12.
Yeah. Oh, I would think so. I mean, if you go by the overall efficiency numbers from the Ken Pomeroy ratings, the ACC is below the Mountain West.
The ACC stinks this year. And I'm a Duke fan, and the ACC stinks.
Not going well.
Yeah, we're just not.
What's
very
your grade
good.
On John Shire year one? Given how hard of a job that was coming in to replace Coach K.
Here's the thing, it's not a coaching problem at Duke. It's a recruiting problem. Like we're recruiting kids that should not be on scholarship at Duke. Like I'm not going to embarrass kids as they're student athletes, mm-hmm. but in private, there are four kids that are actually on scholarship on this Duke men's basketball team. I have no idea how we got to these four guys. I mean, that brand is as strong as any brand in the country. Why are these kids on scholarship at Duke? It's not their fault. It's our fault. Like, we got to recruit better. I'm just telling you, we're not recruiting at the same level with the same efficiency. Like when we don't have a one and done, we generally miss.
Once Coach K sold out for one and dones, that's when it started.
But even
to
our
happen.
One and dones, the number best player in the country. He don't even play.
Yeah.
When he plays, you understand why he doesn't play. And you're like, jeez. It's really frustrating. Because in a year when we should be like the beacon, like the shining star, mm-hmm. With all this parity, and then there's the big dog sitting up there, just waiting to devour.
Nope.
We're these little puppies trying to run up the hill. Man, I'd be shocked if we make it out the round of 32. I'd be shocked if we win two games in the tournament.
Duke is a prime upset.
Oh, especially depending on how we get seated and who we have to play early.
It reminds me of the 2006-2007 Duke team that was a 6 seed, lost to VCU as an 11 in round one. It reminds me so much of that.
Marquette, we can't beat FAU, we can't beat UAB. Like, I can go down the list of teams that could beat us.
I mean, that year, Duke was very similar in the the metrics. Is a team they were really good defensively, but they couldn't really score under Coach K.
Yeah, we don't have anyone that can create a shot. We don't have anyone can knock down an outside shot. We basically have Filipkowski and Whitehead when he's healthy, and then just a bunch of guys.
John Shire was a freshman on that Duke team that lost to VCU in 2007.
Like, where are the JJ Reddicks and the Jay Wills? And
JJ Reddicks busy doing a podcast.
I'm saying
that's
the kind of guys we supposed to be recruiting. I don't know who these guys are, man.
That new episode is out, by the way, because we in collaboration with DraftKings. JJ and Josh Applebaum, they're doing a show together.
Now. Really?
Yeah. Pretty great work by
our
JJ Josh.
Does JJ know?
JJ know? JJ does know. Yes, okay. They actively know. Josh is working with big names now.
Yeah,
I'm happy for him.
Do they not know that the big Duke fan on the network is me?
We didn't get that.
Shout out to Josh.
We did not get that through. No,
we have Josh on weekly. He's awesome.
It's a great new podcast that they're doing.
Closing line value friend.
CLV, baby.
That's right.
All right. New prop out, and there is a name on here that it's kind of hilarious. But the odds are really interesting on the San Francisco 49ers. First, I believe the way this is phrased is starting quarterback week one. So these are always sort of nuanced because some of the time it's who will take the first snap, who is the starting quarterback. However, you know, you have to make sure you're reading the fine print there. You surprised at all that Trey Lance, the one book that threw this up, points bet, Trey Lance is minus 300?
No, because they just announced that Brock Purdy's surgery was getting moved back, and it's already supposed to be a six-month rehab. So he's not even going to be healthy week one. So, I mean, that's the only other salary quarterback they have. So I'm sure Josh Johnson has been asked to remove the stuff from his locker, right?
I'm makes
sure.
You say that?
I mean, come on, man. I mean, we brought you here if we needed you. We needed you, and, man, look, we might as well went to McCaffrey.
I mean, would have.
Yeah. And then Brady.
For some reason, Tom Brady is on this list at 60-1. We don't need to waste our energy.
He retired last year, got bored, came back. So I get why he's on the list. Because he retired this year. He hadn't gotten bored yet, but he could potentially get bored and come back. If 60-1 is worth it, if you want to take a flyer, cool. Because really? He never really retired this time. Like, he just kind of sent a tweet out. Low-key, like, little TikTok almost. Yeah, like, one of the little shorts. Yeah, so it's not like he had, like, this big elaborate ceremony or anything, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was 10,000-1, I would just do the standard Kevin Malone from The Office reply. If anything is 10,000-1, you have to bet it.
Isn't that one of the intros for, like, Follow the Money? If you ever get 10,000-1, bet it automatically.
You have
like,
to bet it.
Yeah, you have to bet it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, like. Padraig Harrington at the Masters. Sure, you just have to bet. That's probably what he'll be.
I wonder what Tiger's going to be at the Masters.
Tiger is down to, he's 40-1 now with how good he looked at the Genesis. Yeah. That's a little.
He's going low. I'm telling you, he's going low. Yeah.
By the way, our producer, Britton Hess, reminds me that the payoff from that, that Office episode was if John Mellencamp ever wins an Oscar, I'm going to make it big. Great. Absolutely great. So
you know, I've never watched the Oscars.
I thought you were about to say you've never watched The Office, but.
I think I might have like had that on mute one day, but I don't think I've ever watched it with the volume on. Not saying it's a bad show. Just.
I'm glad you're at least you're up on your culture.
Yeah, so my house is different.
I understand.
Yeah, a whole lot of, you know, YouTube, television, blasting everywhere, that kind of stuff. YouTube Kids, I mean.
YouTube, I didn't know there was a YouTube.
Yeah, it's
kid.
YouTube Kids.
That sounds like a whole thing. I'm glad.
It's a huge deal.
I don't have to deal with that. Yet, at least, thankfully. So, Lance minus 300. But so you're of the belief that even with all the, you know, the injury issues with Lance, and they've said publicly he'll be ready to go, start of training camp here, that they're still head over heels into this investment with Lance, even though
how can they not be?
I mean,
they don't get a refund.
Issues, well, I get that.
They're gonna gotta
but
try.
But couldn't you make the case like his stock is still high enough in a lot of circles around the league?
Well, I think he has no trade value. Right now, he has zero trade value.
I would argue there's like a tiny bit that could easily be.
Somebody might give you a six rounder.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just better than nothing.
Yeah, because the problem with him is his biggest deficiency coming into the league is still a deficiency. That's lack of reps because he's been injured for so much of his first 2 years.
I was looking at the comeback player of the year odds the other day. Trey Lance is second.
That makes sense because he's going to be the starting quarterback on a really good team.
But the issue is he's got to be good to do it.
So and healthy.
And healthy, which you could probably make the case that's a bigger issue there. So anyway, the fact that Tom Brady's even on the list. Get it off the screen. Get the graphic out of here. Anyway, those are odds for San Francisco. First quarterback to take the first snap and be the starter this year. When we come back here on VSiN Primetime, time to reset things as we get more games underway. A potential coaching change in Atlanta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is excited to announce the launch of 3 new live shows to cover the dynamic sports betting markets like no one else can. With some fresh concepts and pairings as we head into a new season of sports, VSiN will continue to deliver all the news, analysis, and insights you've come to expect from your favorite team of sports betting experts. Check out the new lineup starting on Monday. VSiN Primetime, still in its traditional slot here, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be on VSiN Best Bets.
Nice.
Wednesday, Thursday, starting next week. So, yeah. If you guys have a fun segment, make sure to let me know, because then I'll make fun of you the next day. That's the thing. We're taking some of the best of clips from our best shows,
okay,
and then I get to react to them.
Yeah.
So when Sean says, you know, when you say something crazy, if you make sure you let me know, or let Britton know, our producer.
Look at his foolishness in the Panthers game.
I just saw a goalie-less crease, and then
and
no
the puck
going
like
in.
Skates right on the. I hope it's not going to be one of these nights.
You said earlier he's built differently.
Oh yeah,
Giannis Antetokounmpo, someone who grew up in the state of Wisconsin, city of Milwaukee. I would have echoed the same sentiments. Even me, the most gung ho, radical Buck supporter, pro Giannis guy since day one, thought there was no way he was playing tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo is in the starting lineup. He's back. He doesn't even miss any games. I just assumed they'd shut him down for like 2 weeks minimum, Sean. Giannis is playing, and the Bucks are now as high as 7-point favorites. They were 1.5-point favorites about 4 hours ago.
Well, somebody's got great clothes in mind. Somebody got the one.
Yeah.
I mean, would you be interested? Could I entice you? If you had the Bucks at 1.5, what number would it have to get to for you to take the other side and try and middle this game?
I mean, that 7 was quickly gobbled up. So it's back down to 6.5, pretty much market wide. The low water mark is behind us here at circa 5.5. I would say it's 7.5 would be where I'd, I mean, that's the NBA six point middle.
Six point middle.
Because here's as much as it's great. He's playing. He's in. He has the right wrist sprain. Historically, Miami has always played Milwaukee really, really tough. That's been a difficult matchup for them. Remember, that was a couple playoffs ago. That was the most popular first-round upset bet was Miami over Milwaukee. And that was like the fun, you know, the kind of get the monkey off their back exorcism of Miami, where the Bucks won a really tight game one, and then just destroyed the Heat for three straight games. But right. historically, those two teams always play really, really tight matchups. So it wouldn't surprise me if this is close. And I get why the betting market reacts, because Giannis is worth about 6 points to a line.
Giannis is a dude.
But if I had an early Milwaukee Bucks ticket, I'd probably be looking for opportunities to
middle. If you listen to me, you'd have the Bucks, because I told you Giannis was playing.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't have any scientific reason or any actual data that I could rely upon, but just he's built different. In a league where guys look for reasons not to play, he's a guy that tries to grind his way through almost every game if possible. I respect him for that.
I mean, it came to a point, too, where the Bucks basically had to force Coach Mike Budenholzer, in order for him to keep his job, to be the bad guy and say, yeah. Giannis, we love you. We love that you want to play 48 minutes every night, but you can't. Yeah. We have to do the right thing long term. And that was the thing. That was their shortfall. They refused to take him out of the game because he was this transcendent player. Antetokounmpo did not want to come out. And it hurt the Bucks in some of those early playoff runs. Finally, Coach Bud makes the change. Bucks win a coin flip game 7 in Brooklyn. Bud keeps his job. Bucks win a title, and here we are. So that's where the margins are at. And yet, clearly, as much as he's a guy who's built different, he still had to pass a lot of sort of protocols and tests for the team to be comfortable throwing him out.
My guy Kendrick Perkins backed me up. He went on a little soliloquy today about guys not playing, not being available. I'm with you, Kendrick, when you're right. By the way, our guy iMac44 on Twitter just tweeted at me the actual recruiting rankings. I know where we finish in the rankings, Ian. What I'm saying is their talent and skill doesn't match where they're ranked. That's an evaluation problem. That's my whole point for bringing it up. And I'm referring to Duke men's basketball. We've got a bunch of kids on that team that have high rankings that don't look like those who deserved rankings. Stop just recruiting the rankings and let's start recruiting what we see, because obviously I don't feel like they're getting bad film. Maybe they're getting catfished. That's what I feel like. If you watch Duke play, there's no way you can tell me that that's the number one recruiting class in the country.
You think Coach K in the last few years was actually going to the Sunshine?
Oh yeah, I still think he was around. Yeah, I think he likes being Coach K.
Well, he said he wasn't going to interfere this year and go to any games. And then,
well, as long as he's
there.
In the building, he's interfering. But I mean, what are you going to make him leave?
No, right. It's just
that's why they hired Shire. One of the reasons they hired Shire, because he was a guy that just was going to be like, okay, cool. You couldn't get like a big personality to come in there, but North Carolina did the same thing. Remember when Dean Smith first retired? Didn't they hire Matt Doherty? Wasn't he the initial guy to replace Dean Smith? And then ultimately they figured out, okay, we got to go get us a real coach. They brought in Roy Williams and they won some championships. I figured Duke probably will go down the same path.
2000, actually it was Bill Guthridge.
Guthridge.
And then
Matt Doherty. Right.
2002, North Carolina was 8-20, 137th in overall efficiency.
Right.
Wow.
So we're not terrible. We're average. Yeah. And the Duke average is terrible.
And they kept Doherty around another year after that, by the way, into 03 until Roy Williams was eventually hired. So that's the big news, at least in the NBA. Bucks get Giannis Antetokounmpo back tonight. The line has gone from 1.5 now to really settling in at 6.5 market-wide. Low water mark. If you still like the Bucks, you can get them at 5.5 behind us at Circa if you happen to be in Las Vegas. The Cavaliers-Hawks, that's a good game, even though the Cavs are on the second night of a back-to-back. Cavs right now catching 1 or 1.5 in Atlanta tonight. Trae Young, probable. The bigger story is around the Hawks, though, Sean. It's the potential and the developments are
new
coming
head coach,
in.
Huh?
Quinn Snyder.
Right, they just fired
the new head coach.
Nate McMillan. What's today, Friday? They fired him Wednesday? Or was it yesterday?
2 days ago.
Yeah, and they've already zeroed in. That's what happens when a 27-year-old son of the owner starts to take over. Like, how can you go through an actual process in the middle of a season 2 days later?
They have their guy, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean.
Oh, I'm with you. No, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm saying it is.
Well, the other question is, who else in the current NBA absentee coaching market would you want after a guy, Quinn Snyder, who had a very good 8-year run in Utah? I mean, there's not many other qualified guys you would want to come in right away. And think about Nate McMillan. He was pretty much almost in the same circumstance when he came into Atlanta midseason. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of dysfunction in that locker room, but they knew in the front office. Atlanta had the talent. They just needed a guy to kind of calm everybody down, get them all on the same page. McMillan came in, and it was a brilliant move. Unfortunately for him, starting from square one in game one did not result in the same in the same efficiencies, but
yeah, it's interesting because I didn't think the Hawks had a coach problem. I think they had a player problem. So unless the players are going to take some serious looks in the mirror about their accountability and, you know, the level of discipline they play with, then, I mean, nothing's going to change with Quinn Snyder.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just an interesting comparison to, you know, the last time McMillan came in had been, you know, they went 27-11 after Lloyd Pierce was fired. And it's almost like if that happens once, you get a sense if you're in a front office, okay, maybe lightning can strike twice. Maybe we can figure this out. Because the reality is,
right,
Atlanta's, they're 500 team. They've underachieved probably more than anybody this year. I would even say more than the Lakers, because the Lakers roster just isn't good after LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah. A lot of people would say it's better now. We'll see.
Wow.
They're feeling good about themselves. They just smoked the Warriors last night.
Well, Warriors. How many players did they have?
When you're looking for positives, they're easy to find.
That's fair. So Cavs Hawks about to tip off. This is again, these are the 7:30 Eastern games. I was just looking at the opening line in Cavs Hawks. It was Hawks minus -2. So some money coming in to Cleveland here, even though it is the second night of a back-to-back after a really physical game. That in-game play, Cavs plus +3.5. I mean, they lose by 5, but
that was a coin flip.
They were right there. You had the Cavs last night. I know John Collins tonight. He remains out in concussion protocol for the Atlanta Hawks. So those are the...
How much do you think Russell Westbrook plays tonight? And if so, do you think he tries to make a big first impression? Can I interest you on any Russell Westbrook props?
We're going to talk about that later in the show.
Okay.
But
all right, we'll wait.
That's a later starting
game, right?
Yes, that is a night game. That is the late game, 10:40 on the East Coast tonight.
Let's save it.
The answer to question number 2 is yes. I mean, come on. You know he's coming out and wants to make a great first impression. How many minutes? I don't know. If I set the number at 21.5, where would you go?
Under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of feels fair. All right. That'll be the night game. We will talk about that still to come. And we have Kenny White from CBS Sportsline joining us next. Was just pulling up some of the early results going on around the country. Xavier, early 14-8 lead on Seton Hall. They're about halfway through the first half in the marquee Power 5 game to start the college basketball slate. Xavier went off as a 1.5 or 2-point favorites. That Knicks-Wizards game is also underway. And I was hoping for maybe a little better number on the Knicks. Not getting it so far. Knicks 21, Wizards 18 at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. And then looking at the pucks, the Hurricanes are...
It's not starting good. But hey, small setback for a major comeback.
Okay.
Auto sleepwalking.
Well, I tailed you last night on an in-game hockey play.
That's right.
I could get.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, yeah,
I could get the Senators.
Yeah, I'm not saying go. No, I'm not. Okay, no, okay. No, no, no. Don't misinterpret that one.
I had to ask the question. You helped me out last night.
I did.
I'm staying off. No Senators in-game bet for me. Not doing it.
Let's
Hurricanes
get a Florida 2. Panther power play
Senators
goal
nothing.
Here.
The other games are nothing. Nothing around the league. All right, Kenny White, our pal from CBS, joins the show next.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on the NHL, NBA, or college basketball, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and daily props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99. That is VSIN.com/subscribe. Back here on VSiN Primetime, halfway through the show. This always goes so fast when I'm with you, Sean.
Yeah, just, man, we're having a great time.
Rifling on through. About to get underway in the two NBA games we were talking about. Cavaliers and Hawks, Heat at Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo back in the lineup tonight. If you missed that, the big marquee game starting on ESPN in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we transition to the college basketball card. Some games still to come tonight, and then a loaded, as always this time of year, loaded Saturday slate to help us with that. It's Kenny White. Great to see Kenny here from CBS and the Sportsline gang. Kenny back on the show, and you are looking at still for some value tonight. It's one of those small conference nights in the league, but we go to the Sun Belt. What do you like down southeast?
Yeah, everybody playing in the Sun Belt. Thanks for having me on the show tonight, guys. Looking forward to a nice March coming up here. I'm ready for March. I'm ready for the conference tournaments to start because this is the dog days of summer for basketball. But trying to find some underdogs. I think I found a good one tonight. in the Sun Belt. South Alabama comes in on an 8-1 ATS run. They're playing their best basketball of the year. They do have home revenge. They lost earlier this year to Louisiana Lafayette in a close fought battle. Lafayette right now, number 3 seed in the conference. They're locked into a double bye. I don't see a lot for them to play for tonight, other than maybe an undefeated conference record. I guess that's pretty big too, but South Alabama is the best player on the floor. Isaiah Moore, their point guard, he's the best player. And as I mentioned, the 8-1 ATS run where Louisiana Lafayette kind of limping home a little bit here, 2-3 ATS their last 5. So I took 4.5 with South Alabama here.
I like it. If that's a team that was 8-13, Kenny, 2-7, the Jaguars. And isn't that, it sort of feels like this year more than ever is in these smaller conferences, with the exception of a couple leagues. And you look at, say, like the CAA with College of Charleston, who's been, you know, top 25 most of the year. But there are a bunch of conferences where you get the sense it's pretty wide open, and there's a lot of teams kind of that fit the profile of South Alabama that are now right around 100 in the overall rankings, who either had really bad starts to the year and are coming on strong, or vice versa. Is that kind of a fair assessment for some of these smaller conferences?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, this South Alabama team, you mentioned the poor start they had, but they've really turned things around here late in the season. And I have these two teams rated very evenly, and that home court's a little bit, you know, for Louisiana Lafayette, but that home revenge kind of, you know, equals that home court advantage. So I thought this game was more of a pick'em game, and I just thought it may be even a bigger game to South Alabama, and gotta love the way they're playing.
For sure, we'll take that. The Jaguars plus 4.5 against the Ragin' Cajuns tonight as we go to tomorrow. So it'll be the second game now watching Alabama play, and they had Brandon Miller, the star freshman, in the lineup. Struggled, barely beat a bad South Carolina team, laying 17.5 points in such a bizarre, unseen type situation in college basketball. How do you imagine that will now impact them in a much tougher test where they do host Arkansas tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, just a shame. I don't want to hear it to one of my teams. Alabama's one of my teams. I have them at 40-1 to win the national championship. And Brandon Miller's had a tremendous year, one of the best freshmen in the country. He's going to be a top 5 NBA pick. He's just such a great player. You know, hopefully everything we've read that he's, you know, innocent of this. And hopefully those things, you know, all go away. It's a shame that, you know, this happened for Alabama and everyone involved. But this is a lot on these kids. These are young kids. So I'm taking Arkansas plus 8.5 here against Alabama. You mentioned the struggles in the last game against a weak South Carolina team. This is a more talented Arkansas team that has played well down the stretch. They're 7-3 their last 10 games ATS. They have home revenge. They lost by 15, 84-69 at home to Alabama earlier this year. And right now the Crimson Tide 4-5 ATS their last 9. Obviously, when you get this high a rating, the point spreads start to get adjusted. It starts to get a little bit more difficult to cover these point spreads. So, I think Alabama wins the game, but Arkansas stays within the number.
On the surface, that feels like a big old number.
Right, it looks big. I mean, Arkansas's got some talented youngsters, too.
Yeah.
Starting to get healthy.
Start.
Musselman's a great coach.
Look, that's a lot of variance with Arkansas. They put together some performances, Kenny, that you leave you scratching your head. You're like, what is this team doing? And then they show you their potential. Yeah. You would think that's the type of matchup in Tuscaloosa that fits the bill. So a big SEC game from you to handicap there for tomorrow. Also in the Big 12, another big one is Baylor taking on Texas. Bears right now in that 3-point favorite range. What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, you know, Chris Beard, when he was fired, Rodney Terry has taken over and done a nice job with this team, but still a little underachieving. 8-20 or 8-12, their last 20 games ATS. So a little bit of underachievement on the other side. Baylor was on a 10-1 run when they ran into Kansas at Kansas, and then they lost the next one to Kansas State. And I just don't think they match up well against Kansas State. So give them a little bit of excuse there. They have home revenge here. Lost to the Longhorns by 5 at home earlier this year. I think Baylor is the better basketball team going in with revenge. Love that they got back Jonathan, butcher his last name, played here at UNLV.
Chamocha.
I'll take it. So since he's been back in the lineup, this is a better defensive basketball team, and they have so many sharpshooters from the outside. Their guards are such great shooters. I think Baylor is another team that's very live to win the NCAA tournament. Once again, they won it before. They got a coach that knows how to do it, and they've got the players in the system I think they're the better team here. I'm laying 3 against Texas in Austin.
Definitely like the spot when you come limping home, two tough road games at Kansas and Kansas State. And that's been the Big 12 in a nutshell. I mean, it's been so
tough conference.
So tough from top to bottom. How many teams, Kenny, do you have in your portfolio just from good numbers you picked off early on the futures board within the Big 12 alone?
Well, that's, you know what? I wish I had more. Baylor is the really only team that I have out of the Big 12 to win it all. I think the highest odds team I have is UAB. I got them at 300-1 earlier this year. I have Memphis at 125 and 175-1. And those are teams I think have really good point guards that could pan out and play well in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky's another team I had rated the number one team in the country to begin the year. But obviously, Shumway has not played like the player of the year that he was last year. But I like how they're playing as of late. I got him at 12-1 early in the year, which is definitely not a bargain. But I did get him at 50-1 about 4 weeks ago. So Kentucky's a team I think could create some damage here. And I mentioned Alabama already and Baylor. Alabama and Baylor, I think, are the two best teams I have right now.
If I take Houston out of the equation, Kenny, who's the best non-Power 5 team in the country? I know you say you have a future on UAB, but, you know, FAU's there, Marshall, you know, the Big East. Like, who, in your opinion, who's the best non-Power 5 team?
That one's easy, Sean. Got to go right to Gonzaga. The Zags are really good. You know, they haven't played the defense, but they're one of the top offensive teams in the entire country. I think they kind of know what it takes that, you know what, running the table and going 32-0 is not going to get them an NCAA championship. So I think they've been pacing themselves. I think they're going to be very dangerous in March Madness.
They're getting the rematch tomorrow night with St. Mary's. So you would power rate Kenny Gonzaga over the Gales right now?
Yeah, I have the Zags 3 points better than the Gales. Okay. I made the game 8. It is a play for me. I did lay 4.5 on the game. I think there's some 5s out there right now. That could come down, though. There's a lot of love for St. Mary's, and there should be. Randy Bennett does a great job. He's a very good basketball team.
Again, Kenny White joining us right now. Follow him at KWhiteyVegas if you don't do so already. Expert there for CBS HQ and the Sportsline gang. So you mentioned UAB. That's an unbelievable number, 300-1. And what do you like about the matchup specifically for them, at least on the tomorrow card, where they are a 6-point favorite right now?
Yeah, another home revenge factor for me, and it's all motivation at this time of year. But I looked at this team once they had a couple of losses, and it's what's so interesting about college basketball. Motivation is everything, and they lost 3 straight conference games. They were 4-5 at one point, and I thought, wow, this could be a team that right now they know the only way they're getting in the NCAA tournament is to win the conference tournament. I think they can. I think they're better than North Texas, but they've played well as of late, 8-1 straight up their last 9 games. As I said, they lost a 2-point game to Western Kentucky earlier this year. Jordan Jelly Walker, best player on the court. That's why I really like this team, because of his guard play. He can shoot it. He can distribute. He's just an outstanding player. But they've got good continuity with their players on this team. They do play a great 1-3-1 zone trap, too. It is one of the best. And coming off their last game, they destroyed Rice last night. They're just playing their best basketball. So I think they can do the same thing here to Western Kentucky and get a double-digit win.
Yeah, UAB -6 for Kenny at Western Kentucky.
I like that conference come tournament time, because FAU's really good, too. And, you know, North Texas is good in their own right. I think there's some good basketball teams there in Conference USA. I guess this is the last alliteration of it, right? The All-Be-American Conference components next year. But I just think it's wide open, Kenny. I'm trying to find, like, that horse. I like Creighton a little bit now that the big fella's back, but, you know, so much inconsistency out there. We only got 20 seconds left. I could talk to you for like 20 hours straight. You're the best. Kenny White, Vegas. Also like San Diego State tomorrow on that college basketball slate. Thank you so much.
Over to Mexico, yeah. Thanks, Kenny. Great to see you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, what has happened to Lobos? Man, they've fallen off. New Mexico has so far. All right, we are underway with a bunch of the games on the East Coast. We'll look at where we're at on the scoreboard, see if there's anything that tickles our fancy from an in-game perspective when we come back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a summer night in Paris,
American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's happening, Sean King. The New York Knicks have gone down by double digits.
It is.
Even with Mitchell Robinson back in and looking pretty good. Mitchell Robinson had a massive block earlier. First game back in 14 for the New York Knicks, big man in the middle. Team who's been the seventh best defensive rating team with him in the game in their lineups this year. Down 44-29 to the Wizards right now and catching 8.5 live.
They got them right where they want them.
I don't know about that, but as a bettor where you were hoping to get on a team live.
I do have what could be construed as breaking news. Tom Pelissero is reporting that it's very likely that the Los Angeles Rams will be trading defensive back Jalen Ramsey.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. So already found out that they're cutting bait with one linebacker in Bobby Wagner today. Yeah. And now the Ramsey experience is potentially coming to an end for the Rams.
The banner's officially hung. They're scrapping it.
I mean, didn't we assume that was at least like the long-term result for what would happen with how the Rams so front-loaded themselves toward that 2021 title. Not that we thought they'd be just horrendous last year.
Right.
But wasn't this the landing spot all along?
Yeah. This is what it was. This is definitely how the plane was going to end up touching down. But it was worth it. I think, you know.
Yeah.
But they made it to 2-1-1 with the model that they incorporated mm-hmm. when McVay took over. So, I mean, overall, successful.
I would say so.
The interesting part would be, how difficult is it to redo it? To scrap it and re-engage, yeah. How difficult is it?
Go back to square, right. To square one.
Yeah.
And what will Matt, I mean, what are you getting out of Matthew Stafford as a quarterback this year?
I think he was hurt last year. Remember, he missed all the preseason. He wasn't throwing right. Yeah, he never looked right. Remember, we were so excited for Buffalo and the Rams, and Buffalo just spanked them. I mean, from start to finish.
I remember I picked the Rams in that game.
I did too. Still.
I'm actually still kind of bitter. I had second half over in that game. And only because the Rams literally did not score a point in the second half. That bet lost by the hook.
Right.
And you're watching that going, really? This is what it's going to be from the Rams? And then also the Bills were driving in to score late and fumbled inside the Rams 20. Really? Is this how my season's going to start betting?
Well, it's how my night's going in this first period in the Panthers game. I know I'm on the right side, but if the Panthers hit the goalpost with another puck, I mean, this is almost like there's a force field on it. But I did get the Maple Leafs game tied at 1.
Okay.
I think Ottawa will start the second period on the power play. Haven't given up on that one yet either. I still think Ottawa's got a shot in this one. But the Hurricanes are up to a 2-0 lead, although I do think the Hurricanes' first goal should not have been counted.
Mm.
The guy ran into the Ottawa goalie. And kind of
That's
just laid
tough.
There in the net.
And That's tough.
Then they give up a goal after that.
Senators 8-1 right now, down 2-0 at the end of the first period. Nothing between the Sabres and Panthers. And you have the Wild and Leafs, like you were talking about, Sean. 1-1 there. Canadians up 2-0 on the Flyers, end of the first as well. That was the one game you didn't have action on. Games have just tipped off in both Atlanta and Milwaukee. So Cavs, Hawks, Heat, Bucks just underway to start there. And you can still get 8.5 here with the Knicks down 47-36, 7:30 to go first half. Kristaps Porzingis has been on one tonight though, Sean. 12 minutes in the game, 19 points, 5 of 6 from the field, 5 of 5 from three.
He's shooting threes.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that who Mitchell Robinson guards? I mean,
that's why at first I was looking at that going, that's.
I've got a rule when it comes to NBA, and this is applicable for me if whether I bet it or don't. I really try not to look at the game. This is no lie. I try not to look at the game until about 5 minutes left in the fourth. I will take a glance sometimes at the halftime score, but I generally feel like what happens in the first 3.5 periods in the NBA doesn't matter. The games always tend to, in my opinion, be within range by midway in the fourth quarter, unless you just get those landslide. Like wins, you know, where like Boston blew out Brooklyn by like 60 like a month and a half ago or something crazy. But normally I feel like the game's always back into like it could go either way by that point.
Isn't that one of the classic things for if it wasn't for betting, you would sit and watch a game, you know, in the second quarter of the NBA and go, what am I doing?
Right.
What am I doing? Seems like kind of a minor issue for the NBA to sort out. They're already having all their stars sit out games and now – you know, that's a good somebody like you who watches a ton of sports, but you're going, why do I need to tune
in? I'll be honest with you, I have not watched a full NBA game all season. I sat down from the opening tip and watched the entire game, not one.
So I've watched every Milwaukee Bucks game since 2015. Just, you know, when you're in college, stuff's going to happen, all right? I started the clock once I graduated college. I will admit, it's very hard for me to sit through a full NBA game. I usually throw it up in the home office with 4 other games doing work. I've got it in the background. As soon as you can kind of tell when it's those, you know, those end of half, or obviously once it gets to the fourth quarter, I kind of lock in. But yeah, it's become just one of those, sort of like golf, it just becomes one of those periphery sports. It is really, really hard when the game flow and the officiating, it's hard to get locked in from start to finish.
It is. It really is.
When you're calling the game, it's different. Like when I do the G League games, it's funny how it goes so fast when you're calling it.
It's actually like a form of research for work for you.
I
guarantee you right now, I'm just, and it's not because I'm not a heavy NBA bettor. Like, I just feel like you can't be great at everything in this business. Like, I feel like you have to kind of have like a decompression time. And like, for me, football runs concurrent with the NBA for like the NBA all the way up to the All-Star game. So like it's very difficult for me in the first half of the NBA season to follow, you know, closely NBA basketball because there's so much football going on. And that's something that I'm so passionate about and into. And then Puckstradamus has to do Puckstradamus things. So
of course.
Right. My disposable time goes to hockey. So now is the time where I really start kind of trying to really, okay, let me really lock in the NBA. Let me make sure post-trade deadline so the guys will be on the teams they're going to be on, you know, for the playoff run and into the playoffs. So, but it's good to have you on here and somebody's really into it, you know, because I think you and JVT are like the elite on the network as far as like
JVT's
NBA
way,
involvement.
I mean, I enjoy it. It's just, you make a really good point from the general betting perspective where it's a good pro tip for us to sour. It's like, I feel it. It's so like you want to be able to bet on every single sport. Like guys like Wes Reynolds at our network who can just rattle off stats on every single sport known to man. It's really hard to do.
Right.
It's impossible. There's not enough hours in the day. So stick to the couple, two, three, maybe four sports that you're most passionate about. Feel like you can handicap the best and you go deep into those. And, you know, it helps for me that, yeah, I'm doing play-by-play for the G League, and you're seeing a lot of these rotational guys that will get sent down, and, you know, and so you're kind of in the mix there, and you feel like you have a better, you know, better stranglehold.
Wes has got his little routine now. He shows up to do VSiN live bets. He has his 2 gallons of tea that he sits in the window like he's got his little routine. I guess he doesn't do coffee. He does tea.
Remember when I said I was afraid of laying points with Xavier on the road because
Are they losing? No.
It's the opposite. It's kind of like how you and I, we were both scared off by Ohio State being favored at home against Penn State. I was a little afraid of laying it with Xavier where they've lost three of their last four and failed to score 70 points in any of the four games. And we're playing a really good Seton Hall team defensively tonight. Halftime in Newark, Xavier 40, Seton Hall 21. Yes. Did not see that.
Soleil Boom, 3 of 4 from three, 13 points in the first half. Hey, I like him. He's a good little player. He is.
Seton Hall is 8 of 31 from the field and 1 of 9 from 3.
I feel like, that's not good, by the way. This is the first year for Shaheen Holloway. You know he wasn't. Yeah, I think they've shown some bright spots, but I do think they'll be better next year than they are this year. You know, we can start creating this culture, you know, get a full roster of his guys, you know, into the program. This is Shaheen Holloway of St. Peter's fame. Still probably my best call since I've been an analyst here at VSiN with St. Peter's money line versus Purdue.
That's amazing. Yes. I had the Peacocks plus 18 against Kentucky. But that, you know, I've won a bunch of those.
What's his name? Coach Painter is the Purdue
Matt
coach.
Matt Painter.
I don't trust him in big games.
That's arguably of a lot of the big choke jobs by Purdue.
I don't know why he wouldn't play both big guys at the same time against a little midget team like St. Peter's. But I was glad he didn't because, man, I made up a lot of ground in our cigar contest with Tim Murray.
No, I know you did. 40-21, Xavier the half. Seton Hall is laying 4 for the second half. So they are now catching 15 points for the game. Total is 73 there in the second half. That correlates out to 134 for the game. Now, one of those nights, though, for Seton Hall. I can't in good conscience say, yeah, they're going to make a game of it. It looks been ugly so far. All right, that's hour number 2 in the books for us. When we come back, Chris Andrews runs things over at the South Point Sportsbook. He'll stop by here on VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast, Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.